The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today is the 3rd of January, 2018. I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. This is our second show of 2018, and I'll bring this gentleman in shortly. We have Jason Gillen on here, who's been on before. This will be his third time on M&M, and we're going to have some killer subject matter, but I've got to get some other things out here. Number one, stand up, take a deep breath through your nose, and repeat after me. And Jason, if you'd like to join me, please. Here we go. Out through the mouth. I am a winner. I am a champion. This is what we're talking about here. Anytime we come in here, we start off with this, and we're going to start adding more and more to it because it is the things you want to do. And if you have sons and daughters listening, and we know we have, and, you know, we've tried to cool the language down, not that I think we were ever over the top, but everybody knows people do slip because this show is just pure adrenaline slash passion all the time, and you get caught up in the moment. And you know what? That's one thing I try to do with myself and everybody here. We are so authentic. You know, what you hear is what you hear, and that's the way it is. But if you do have sons and daughters listening to this, stand with them and say that. You know, I am a winner. I am a champion. Start embedding this stuff into your mind and their mind, and watch what's going to happen. And we are going to get into this more and more through 18 to the point where we are going to be producing products now too, which are going to be different from anybody else's out there because we're doing it everything from the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. Different flip side of the coin with how we process and how we put things out and together. Stay tuned for that. Also, too, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Winners and Champions, Inc. I am working with Douglas on a bunch of things. We are shoring everything up to be able to download the product easily, pay for it through PayPal, and away you go. I'll tell you right now, for $499 and 14 modules that last over a half an hour, you're getting more than your money's worth because stuff like that usually people are charging over $1,000 for. I mean, I think it's very affordable and everything on there is attainable, but it's not the 30, 90, 60-day programs most people are used to. This is lifelong physical culture. Everything that I sell here, I do. And stuff on there, and the majority of it, I still do. So you're getting 15 years of that from the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. Go out and look at it. It's something that we could all work together on, and I'm going to push this thing big time. Number two, contributions. Well, we know that. We've talked about it. We know the expense here. We know I'm outside working. Anything you'd like to contribute to the companies would be most loved and appreciated. I got news for you. $25, $50, and $100. You're getting a bang for that. Goes right to PayPal. We will use it and keep promoting and building the company, believe me. And I thank you in advance for that. Also, too, we've got a YouTube channel out there, Fiorello Barbell, Real Men, Real Strength. Google that, and you'll get in there and see tons of video, interview, things of that nature. Have at it. It's good stuff. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com. I'm trying to think. Just go out and do a search for it. Go out and look at the three prior shows that Jason and I have done. It's all out there. There's, what, over 800 podcasts out there in a little over 3 years, which is phenomenal. Very proud of it, and that's one thing I'm going to stress this year. Have pride in everything you do. Brag if you want. You need to. Stop being ashamed of who you are, or let other people, as Rocky says, stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. As I say, you're all winners and champions. Also, sign up for our free newsletter on M&M, motivationmuscle.com. I will be putting out a lot more stuff with the newsletter. Just, I haven't had time. That's the God's honest truth. And that's the way it is, but we'll get that going too. Also too, before I bring Jason in, I've been reading and I've been talking about gratitude, and I did a show called Gratitude for Attitude on my own. If you haven't listened to it, go out and listen to it. And gratitude is a monster thing to have, because if you want to bring success and wealth into your life, start thanking people. And I thanked three people in that podcast, and that was Anthony DiTillo, John McKean, and Steve Jack. All right, for various reasons, go out and listen. But this is something I've been reading since Saturday with Bill Crawford when we did the show. And it's called If a Tree Falls by Steve Jack. It's in Milo, April 1996, Volume 4, Number 1. If a tree falls in the forest, are you man enough to move it? By the end of the first week of medieval lit, I knew I was in trouble. Oh, I could handle the term papers and most of the old English. I was, however, having trouble relating to my classmates. We'd read legends of heroic knights and warriors, epic poetry of steadfast seafarers, and yet, when class dismissed, they'd prance to the sweet shop for coffee and cream puffs, while I, frothing at the mouth and battle ready, would bolt to the nearest field to throw hammers and stones. Why? What do I talk about all the time? I was inspired. Inspiration is not a passive word. It is built on the Latin root for spiritus, from which we get spirit and literally mean breath or inhale. Yogis and pearl divers aside, there's not a lot to be gained from holding one's breath. I believe it is equally futile to stockpile one's mental arsenal and never wage war. Now back to our tree. It seems to have fallen and blocked your path. Some will no doubt stand around quibbling as to whether it actually made a sound. How about you? Big things, man, if that doesn't start 18 off. Now, before Jason comes in, we're going to talk about lead by example. And I also want everybody, our brother Mark Lumbaga and his wife are in the hospital because they're getting ready to have their first child. So I hope everybody will say a prayer for him and obviously wish him well. Mark's one hell of a guy, and he is part of the M&M family all the way. Now, as I said, I'm going to give you a little information on Jason. Number one, he's a strongman, power lifter, and a Highlands Game athlete. And as we'll talk today, he's doing some magnificent things as a coach and a leader of some young men. And we got into that with Bill Crawford the other day. I've been doing it, Charlie Oliphant with the Ad Blair Stones, and we now are going to go out and put a stamp on the world with this. Jason, welcome back, brother. It's always an honor to have you on, sir.
First of all, Eric, thank you. And second of all, that quote from Steve Jack is beautiful. Before I even met you, I seen some of his videos on YouTube, and I hope he's listening because he is an inspiration. I mean, he was so strong in his drive and his determination.
Yep.
And his grit is wonderful. I mean, especially in a garage gym setting,
yeah,
or a home gym setting. Because I was in the midst of all that.
Yep.
When I caught a hold of him.
And you know, in my opinion, you know, you watch that video. I mean, they had all the shows, the Cellar Dwellers and all that. But when I saw that video of him going to Husafell, that was the mark on me that made me lift stones and made me even go to Iceland twice. I mean, that's somebody that's had bearing on you, like John McKean and all the power rack training we're doing right now and the innovation of the new power rack that I have drawn up. And by the way, anybody out there, we are looking for fabricators to build a prototype of this. This is a rack like you've never seen in the world. And we have to shore up in some of the materials we are looking for right now to do this. And I cannot say any more because lawyer-wise, whoever comes in here will have to sign a lot of things that will stop anyone from leaking this because it's that big. Also, too, it's the same way with Anthony DiTillo. I'm sure Jason can comment on that. You should really go out. If you don't know about Anthony, you should go out. He's written a couple books. He wrote for Perry Rader's Iron Man. He did a lot of writing with Desi, his mentor. And, of course, in the 90s, he came back in with Milo. As I say to people, Mass, when his – I've posted pictures of this. You look at his back. His traps look like a bookshelf. I'll say no more, but thanks to those three men. Jason, I know that, you know, everybody, if they haven't, go out to Etched in Stone and look at the video that Jason put up there about the young man they had to meet in his gym. And, you know, it's great to see Jason and people of that caliber want to share, want to get these kids into this stuff, man, and show them not only how great weight training is, but the possibilities it establishes and builds within you. And I think that is the main key to everything. And I really don't think, other than when you heard a lot of it from the old timers, you know, whether it was strength and health or anything of that genre, it's not mentioned really anymore. And we have brought it back. So Jason, comment on that meet at your gym, obviously, and we will just proceed from there, please.
Well, I did put the link on Etched in Stone. It's labeled 2017 Power Gym Invitational. And that was with the help of my good friend Matt Brown. He has a production program that he labeled himself, just jokingly he calls it Fat Matt Productions. But he's not fat anyway. But anyway.
Yeah.
This was the seventh one in a row that I've had. I started in 2010. And as I mentioned earlier with the Steve Jett comment, cellar dwellers or garage gym gorillas, whatever you want to call them, that's what I have always been. That's where I started. That's where Jason Gillen's Power Gym started.
Mm-hmm.
And as I gathered all the stuff that you can see in my videos that are down here, I also developed a hunger and a desire and a grittiness myself to get stronger and better at everything I did. And I had a few friends, in fact, three of them that have been two of which have been at every one of my invitationals. The only reason the third one wasn't here this time is because he was snowed in Montana.
Yep.
But with us, an inspirational night, and I always tried to put it on New Year's Eve, just because everybody seems to have that night off. They show up here, and we were testing our, with the three attempts, official rules or semi-official rules of squat, bench, deadlift.
Yep.
And the camaraderie that it built up, the inspiration that it provided for every single one of them, was all I needed. But in return, what I did is I would go ahead and order trophies and other things at the end to let them know how much I appreciate them coming and to reward them for putting forth it, because they would train. Everyone trains for this.
Yep.
They train for their best. When they got here, they performed their best. Well, this year, we opened it up. In fact, I ordered T-shirts ahead of time, and I got quite a few commitments of young teenage boys that I know that said that they would come. So I ordered the T-shirts, had them custom made in conjunction with the rewards, the trophies and stuff, which I didn't mention to them.
Yep.
But that kind of gave them more of a commitment-based thing where they have to just actually follow through now. And they all did. They all showed up here, and we had just an outstanding meet. We had teenagers that were taking weight training in school that trained for this. We had a couple teenagers that were friends of theirs that had not lifted weights at all, but they are in decent shape. So they came to be with us, and they committed and they showed up too. So as you watch the video, we adjusted accordingly with the weights, with the spotters, with the tests of squat, bench, deadlift.
Mm-hmm.
And I also threw in a final last man standing. Every year I'm doing that. Last year it was a fun one. We did, it was a double overhand axle deadlift. This year was the axle with tires overhead clean and press. And you know, officially I call it the Continental, but really we kind of made the rules. Whatever it takes to get that bar over your head is what we want to see you do.
Yep.
And most everybody did really nice cleans and presses. And so, anyway, when you were able, if you were able to get to the tire level, that's 175 pounds. We had a couple teenagers that actually got to that point, and they were able to lift the tires. But beforehand, we had the 25s, the 35s, and so on, incrementally added to it. And what each contestant was allowed to do is get up there, and they had as much time as they needed to see how high they can go.
Yep.
But once they got to their max lift, they had one attempt, and if they failed on that, they had one more. And if they failed on that, then it was the next guy's turn.
Yep.
But everybody performed outstandingly according to their experience. But, you know, as a result of all of this, what we have is years and years of inspiration for every one of them. They're all talking about what they need to work on, and they're all willing to put in the work because they just absolutely were inspired by the power of, like we talked about, a cellar dweller gym or a basement gym. And that's a reward, the biggest reward I could ever have. I was able to pass on that energy to kids that are going to in turn do the same thing.
Well, I think, you know, some of the best gyms have come out of cellars and other things. I mean, you know, we had Richard Soren on here. He started in a garage, Sorenex. Look where it is today. You know,
same. He's one of the ones that I used to look at, too, for sure.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, you know, you're in the cellar. I've been in the cellar. I'm out in the garage. I'm out in the driveway. Would I ever expand into a gym? I don't really feel I have to because what I'll do is just keep bolting stuff through the driveway floor, ground. Yeah. I see, the thing that I never wanted to do, and I think you could put in a smaller place, but the thing I like about where I am here, it has something to it. It has... it's just rough, rugged, and ready to go. And, you know, you talk about inspiring and tires and overhead and squatting and all that. You and I talked about this offline the last few days. Your surroundings are everything. Now, are there a lot of great hardcore gyms out there? There's probably not a lot anymore. And the ones that are real good are not going to probably be a place where most people are going to reside because we know the general populace likes the stuff that's machines or anything associated with, in my opinion, you don't have to work real hard, all right? Now, I probably get arguments from people with that, but I'll tell you what. Go use your machines. Come over here. I'll take a 25-pound sandbag. I don't care how big and strong you are. And I'll put you on that program just that one time during the day, and I guarantee I'll knock the shit right out of you. All right? But that's not the point either, because the worst thing you can do, as we've talked about, is wreck somebody because you do want them to get into this and come back. But my point of the matter is, with weightlifting of any genre, if you want to get to these destinations we all talk about, you and I both know it's a lifelong thing. With Iceland with me, that just didn't come out of the blue. Obviously, Steve Jack's video caused and spurned the idea of becoming a stone lifter. But that's great to think about it and go out and get a stone, but that doesn't equate to going away and lifting manhood stones. So, the point of the matter is, I think, and I can't speak for Jason, but I can speak for myself and like with Bill Crawford and Charlie and all the guys on here, is this. the opportunity to give back is always very, very important. Enough people probably don't give back. And in a lot of ways, I think we've all given back, but we've been very quiet about it because most of the guys on here, in my opinion, aren't braggers at all. They do things quietly, non-assuming, but go out there and just basically rock the world off its axis at some points. But now, there's no shame in that. Now, more than ever, we need to go out and attack these things that have been told in physical culture for probably the last 40 years. That some examples. You don't need to lift weights because there's no reason to be strong. False. Number two, you don't have to defend anything or hunt anymore. False again. And number three, it's like, well, anybody that lifts weights is nothing more than an egotistical bully. Wrong again. Now, look, I know we love passive people more than ever now. I know we don't want anyone to be strong or engage in things that they feel are going to injure someone or make somebody feel bad. Come out of the rain there, folks. There's nothing like learning how to lift. Lifting is internal strength that builds from the inside out, that there's nothing out there, I don't care what sport it is, I'll lay it right out for you, does not match it. You get in with the right kind of people, or if you're going to be a self-starter and go out and learn and learn and learn like we are, like I am, I can tell you for sure, you never let go because there's this internal internal consciousness within you with your DNA. You know, we always talk about a lot of the guys and I, we go back and forth about the Incredible Hulk. Why? Who wouldn't want to be the Incredible Hulk? I know there's people who tell me, no, I wouldn't want to do that. I'll tell you what. If they came to me today and said, would you like to go and get a gamma shot? You wouldn't even hear me say yes. I'd be sitting in the chair. And I know to some people that sounds like, are you out of your mind? No, because strength is the foundation to do everything in your life. When you're strong, you can think better. When you're strong, you can react better. And mainly when you're strong, you treat people better. You teach people better. It's all about strength, believe me. All right, Jason, it's all yours.
Well, I fully agree with you. The strength that is derived, especially from basically whether we want to face it or not, you and I especially are inspired by Rocky IV.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the way we train, our little dungeon is a lot similar in the feeling of what we get from that movie.
Yep.
And we do in turn when we walk away from that, when we're done with our session, we do become a much better person. We go around and we have all of our concerns are null and void because we worked it out. So now we can focus on others. Really is really what the whole point of life is, isn't it?
Yeah.
To help others, to serve others.
Yeah.
You know, to put their interests ahead of our own. But this environment that we have here allows us to build up from within and not from without.
Right.
Just like you said, too, though, I mean, going back on a few things you commented on, we do not crush when it comes to physical training like we have, I've done in this gym with others. We do not ever want to crush somebody or to
right.
push them to an injury. And that was the way I started this thing. I told all the kids, because a lot of them were very nervous about coming. I go, I can't tell you this enough. Do not be nervous. It will be fine. You'll have a lot of fun. And really, I eased all their fears when they got here. We had a safety rules meeting. I said, safety is number one in
this thing. Yep.
We have, and many of us are experienced powerlifters that have done powerlifting meets many times, official ones. So we're gonna instill even more safety than what you see there. So that put them at ease. But also, too, we have the just the confidence that we're able to build in these young ones.
Yep.
is something that could only have been accomplished if we experienced ourselves. We can't teach something that we don't know.
Right.
And we know, you know, I know, the ones that are on this show that I cherish as friends, all the beautiful podcasts that I've listened to, they're inspiring because they're people that do know what we're talking about.
Exactly. And you know what, Jason, too? I said this to you, and I'll send it right back to you. It's the authenticity of people on here, because I won't have anybody on here. You know, you might get fooled once by a skunk, but that's the end of it. And that's one of the biggest things I've heard about the show, authenticity. Another thing, obviously, is most people love the New York accent. They'll be like, it sounds tough, man. And I've had people here that don't know a jack about what we do. I've had notes from people. I had a woman in her early 80s tell me she listens to the show because not only the inspiration, but she goes, I love that tough New York sounding accent. This is a thing, you know, when you're doing one of the best things. It's like, it sounds like me and a lot of other people. You stress safety first because we know weights can kill you real easy. It doesn't matter who you are, all right? That's number one. Look out for your brother or sister on that platform all the time. Don't let them go to lift and walk away, all right?
Never.
These are things that got to be stressed. But, you know, like I've been listening, like I said, a lot of Steve Jack, you know, with the Icelandic tour video or DVD. And it's true, you know, valor, strength. You know, the things you talk about when you're together, the honor, all those things. What Jason, in my opinion, is teaching is all those things. That's what I try to tell people. Weightlifting, and I'm going to put it all together, is not just about lifting weights, okay? It stretches into a span of your life that will take you wherever you want to go forever. I can tell you, you've heard my story. I mean, you haven't even heard my story. All right? I've gotten my face kicked in so much in the last 3.5 years, almost 4, that most people would have quit. And I know they would have quit. And I know what is expected of me and what I expect of myself. Hanging on a shoestring every day of your life, and I made this choice, is not a great thing. Going and working for people where you know oodles more than them, it's not a great thing. I've quit 2 jobs already, all right? I won't do that to myself, even though I need to be financially sound and independent so we can take the show live. So I just got a note from Stevie Shanks' wife, you know, now that we've got the house, you know, you need to get over here. And I just sent a note back. I said, as soon as this empire gets to where I want, and it's going to be 2018, as 2018 is going to be a huge year for me and I hope all of you, I'm going to get over there. I'm going to finally get the Husafel off my back once and for all, and I hope Martin's going to meet me there, or we're going to go Ryan Stewart, and then I'm going to go over and meet Martin in Scotland and, you know, Wales, and I got the invitation more than once from the Shanks family. This is just like a John McKean dream, to go over and meet people like Stevie's father. Think about that. Jack Shanks, David Webster, unbelievable stuff. You know, it can happen. I read about John McKean and Hard Gainer as a kid. I spoke to John 2 days ago again for over an hour. We talk constantly. And John is a guy that said to me, and I'm sure he won't mind, is this. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. And we know we can't turn around. And he's talked to me about the articles. He's read articles. He goes, I haven't read articles like that in over 20 years, man. He goes, people don't talk the way you do. So when that comes from somebody of that quality, how can't you not be inspired no matter what is happening to you? And it seems like everything's unraveling all around you, but yet you still have the forcefulness to keep going. Because I know, and I want to tell you, you're not told this when you go out and spend $2,000 for all this stuff these guys, these gurus are all talking about. I'm telling you right now, if you don't have the internal heat and the fire to keep seeing it through, you're done, okay? And the worst thing you can do is be done, because you'll never forgive yourself. And as I say, you can't go back to that old life. My whole life in IT, I'd be making six figures right now. Did I like the stuff? Yeah, I liked it in a way because it was very independent with installing software and building things. And as everyone knows, I've built two companies here. I love that whole thing, but I didn't want the melee of the constant people of bitching at one another, and all they do is talk smack about each other, and they really, that's a bad thing. I don't want that in my life at all. It's going to happen, but I don't need 5 days a week of it. So that's where we are here. But Jason, obviously comment on any of that stuff, but let's get on to two. I know that we were talking about you were going to go into a meet. Some things have happened. Obviously, they're going to hold your spot. But let's get into that a little bit. And obviously, you know, let's draw from the well here with some of the mindset. And, you know, let's keep going. Hit it.
Well, you've really, us having this conversation this morning has really helped me to really consider my options, because I do have a few things I'm planning on doing. I want to do a strongman, but it's only in a few weeks away. So I'm really kind of gauging how I recover from some knee pain, which I'm pretty confident that I will now. I mean, all it takes is me to have a little bit of a little conversation like you and I have, and it's like, wait a minute, I could beat this. I've beat it before.
Yep.
But if not, that's okay, because in March I have another one that I want to do, which is grip related, but it will be something that I'll train for. But I plan on hitting a lot of mobility as regards strongman events at the beginning of this year and into the summer, because as I get older, I notice that that's where it's got to go. There's no reason for me to build any more strength. I'm as strong as I need to be, and I'm natural, so I've never done any steroids or anything like that. So I just need to keep that moving and keep the mobility part of it up. Mm-hmm. Like we see a lot of our friends, James Fuller is the master at teaching that.
Yep.
So is Kirsten now. Her and James are working together, and I'm just so glad to know them. I feel like I know them, even though they're, you know, years away from me, it seems like.
Yeah.
Live long, but that's okay. But like you were mentioning earlier too, that that honor that comes from what we do, really, if you want to find the most inspiration, or not just inspiration, but the solid, grounded advice when you're working out, whether you're at a gym, possibly you'd have to be at a gym to see this, but don't look at the new guy that's jacked out of his mind and that can't stop looking into the mirror, and don't think he's an inspirational.
Right.
Look at the old man that looks like he's grizzled and he's etched.
Yeah.
Because he's been doing this for years, and I've had so many conversations with some of these older guys that that's all I've ever held on to as far as solid advice, because they've seen men come and men go, but they'll talk about their accomplishments very little. But what they're more concerned about is you and making sure that you're doing things the right way.
Yep.
And, you know, as you get to know some of these ones, they'll give you tips, they'll give you this, they'll give you that. Sometimes you may even think, well, that sounds a little old-fashioned. But as years go by, you find out that, no, it never was old-fashioned. It was substantial, you know, because the flash-in-the-pan guys that have the real big bubbly muscles and all that, they're out of the park. They're out of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they now? You find them walking down the street, shriveled up, and you know, and everything, because they did it all wrong, just like the old man said not to. And what I'm getting at is passing on things that are real.
Yeah.
And that's what I have done with. That's what I feel like I'm doing now. I never wanted ever to have any of this training to come across as selfish, and really I've never been accused of that either too much. Some people some people think they're doing me a favor by saying, you know, you really need to get away from that stuff because this is just not good. But, you know, I look at them and it's like, well, what, and then be you? Look like you?
Exactly.
I think so. You know, it's like I am who I am because of what I know in strength training. Not that it's being an arrogant person, but it is. We're created with the ability to improve ourselves, and sometimes we have to fight back 10 times harder than the world's pushing against us. You know, and that's what's happening. Especially as we get older, our bodies are fighting to slow down, so we got to fight back 10 times harder. But at the same time, we want to give that back to the young ones, what it means to actually build within yourself a strength-based personality that comes across in so many facets of life to contribute to everyone else. And then you have accomplished the whole purpose of all of this, you know. That's how all the Rocky movies end up anyway, don't they?
Absolutely.
They build people up. It's not about a guy beating up another guy. It's about Rocky. He teaches a lesson every single time. And every single time it's a different part of his life.
Yep.
You know, that's what's so neat about those movies. You start out as a young man, and then all the way up to where he's in his 60s, and he's still teaching a lesson. You see the pain in his face when he at the end of Rocky I, but it's also ends with absolute elation because he overcame. But at the end, the last Rocky Balboa, you see a man that is very happy with what he accomplished, but he's humble, mm-hmm. and he wants to pass that on to others. And that's what this whole thing does. It's a gift to be able to train for strength like we are.
Oh, I agree totally. And it's like, what you do and how you conduct yourself is going to really dictate where you're going to get. And obviously, Stallone, especially, I've read so many things and listened to so many interviews. This was a gentleman that had I don't know if a lot of it was by accident, because sometimes dumb luck does work that way. But I'll tell you this. He was a guy that had a plan, and that's what I stress all the time. You got to have a plan. You've got to have something you want to dedicate yourself to, if that's what you want to do. And you have to stick with it no matter what. And see, the thing is, most people can only get so far. We're seeing that right now. We did a show with Mike T. Nelson yesterday about, and it's already up, by the way, and it was incredible, and I called it positive action. Why? Because you're seeing this now with all the weight loss bullshit out there, all right? And that's what it is. I mean, come on. Let's be honest with each other. What was I looking at last night? I'm trying to think. I don't remember what it was I was looking at for a minute. And it came on with one of the, you know, the weight loss products. And, you know, some girls with some guy, ha-ha, I could eat this today. And look, I'm losing 40 pounds. Come on, will you? Come on, let's be realistic and honest. So that's why when I was talking about things like that with the positive things, why aren't we saying to people, this is not going to work? Well, we know why, because I understand the whole monetary thing. But why aren't we setting up groups of people that say, hey, look, stop asking why, you know, you can't do it, and ask, why can we do it? What do we want to do to set things up to get them going? You know, obviously they'll say, like in Jason's case or my case, well, you know, you're dealing with young kids. Well, I can give you a whole different rap on that. You know, Gareth Denyer, who's a regular on here, he's got a smoking gym in Texas, and he's trained over 101 Division I football athletes, which is absolutely incredible. Gareth on the last show, and he'll be on, I think it's next week, said to me, he says, these younger kids are getting harder and harder to train. And I'm like, I can guess why, but tell us why. He said, they're lazy, a lot of them. They only care about like pecs and arms and creatine. And it's very hard with a lot of them. Now, this isn't all of them. They just don't have the work ethic. They're not patient enough to work hard to get to where they got to get. They want it all now. And, you know, they're constantly want to take selfies. I think he's outlawed phones in the gym too, which if that was my gym, like here, I tell people, turn your phones off if you have them on you. Better yet, leave them in your car. I don't want to see them in your hand because if I do, you leave. I won't put up with that because then you're not obviously committed to what you're doing. And people say, oh, that's awful rigid. Yeah, I am rigid about that. I want to see you become the best you can be. Not some matinee character that's sending their BS to Facebook or Instagram or wherever. All right? Save that for when you get home and do that. But you're not going to do that here. If you want results, leave it. And I don't want to hear about anything other than we're training. If something's bothering you, do you like it? Don't you like it? How much can we incorporate into what you are and what we plan on doing down the road? And when it's over, then we can talk. But when you're here for a purpose. And these are the things that are not taught. We're going to take it and shove this program down your throat. Or we're going to shove this diet down your throat, quote unquote. I don't even believe in that word diet anymore either. And you're going to do it. And you're going to pay through the nose for it. And if you become a casualty on the side of the road, well, that's another one that didn't work. But we got the money. And that's what matters. Go ahead, Jason. It's yours.
Yeah. One thing I was real happy with my invitational is a couple of us older guys, I keep saying us older guys. I'm really me and the other guys. Three of us that are 44 and older.
Yep.
But a couple of us we shoved down a little pre-workout, you know, and
yep.
But what really made me feel good is one of the boys, young boys, goes, "So what is pre-workout?" And I just walked away.
I'm
not good. Yep. And the other man was real wise. He just said, "Oh, shit. Just caffeine, you know, it's nothing."
Yeah.
So we didn't want to influence this whole Instagram pre-workout, you know, gym buddy. What, I don't even know what it is. This whole phase that the whole training world's gotten into these days. It's, you know, as much as I love going down to Venice, it's so crazy how that gym is just a movie, a production studio.
Yeah.
Every single workout station, there's somebody there doing a video. You know?
Yeah,
it's go oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's just so, they're so self-absorbed.
And I can't. I'm not innocent. I mean, I put stuff out there all the time, but I don't do. I tried. The whole thing was always to just show what may be either instructional or helpful for others, you know, or inspirational for one thing, you know.
Yep.
Or if nothing, if at the very least, or, you know, if at the very least, it's just something that I've been working for and I accomplished and I wanted people to see, you know. And I just view that as a way of having gym partners out there, because the ones that watch it, that respond, are like having a partner that you're training with.
And absolutely.
You know, and that's the difference there. But if you're putting it out there all the time to show that how strong you are, the people that know will call you on it, because everything, whether it's powerlifting or Olympic lifting or bodybuilding, takes a certain procedure, and has certain parameters in which that it's accomplished. And when you post something out there that seems unbelievable, it's nobody believes it. Because
yeah.
The experts, they'll look at it and say, oh, for crying out loud, that's the cheesiest thing I ever seen.
Right.
And that's what I need people to understand. That's the cheesiest thing I ever seen is what you're going to get out of your bogus videos, you know.
Yeah.
Don't put those out there if you think it's cheesy. Put it out there if it's something that it'll help somebody else. But if you think that you're impressing or pulling over the world, pulling it over that you're doing some world record breaking accomplishment, you're not. You know, you and I have substance in our training. Your mentor, John McKean,
yep.
that wrote those booklets and those information that they guys like that put out years ago, that wasn't just something that you went to the bookstore and found on the shelf. You actually had to hunt for that stuff.
Or obviously buy it, and you know, that's the thing. It used to be, an older lifter told me, I didn't know that, that you used to be able to get Iron Man, the Perry Rader version, in health food stores, which I can't even imagine that. I mean, if I was back in that day with that, obviously the real early stuff, I would have been there whenever it came out and got it. I mean, there's certain things that just, you know, they resonate with you. And when you get to a certain point of training, you become what you've read, you become what you've trained, and then when you see guys like Jason, myself, and many others that will write articles or film things, because this is the growth of what you've started with. See, this is what I'm telling you. It's just like building the garden in your mind. You constantly build it, you water it, you think it, you explain it, you are inspired by it, and you want others to be part of it, and that's how you've got to do the things you do. You know, brute force is great. I'm 100% behind that. But if something should happen and you don't have that 100% brute force anymore, and say you're down to 80%, but you're so still strong as can be, well, take that other 20% now and not only push it out, but train people. Take others and promote it, build it with them, cultivate it with them, and then hopefully they're going to go out and tell 100 or more of their own friends or people. This is how we get it out. This is not, in my opinion, been done ever. Even with the great York Barbell Company, Hoffman, you know, you got to give kudos to Weider. I mean, I think he changed lifting in a lot of ways for the bad. But he knew how to market things, and he got a lot of things out there. That's just my opinion on that. Hey, Jason, too, you can comment on that. Go ahead.
I agree with Weider. I mean, there's no denying that Joe Weider was part of my whole beginning. However, like you said, and you do have to give him credit.
Yeah, definitely.
The solid stuff that's passed on. The beautiful stuff, or, you know, the gold that's passed on is something that we cherish and that we do pass it on only when we know that our words aren't wasted. That's how I view it.
Yep.
I mean, I'll sit around with some kid or some older guy that used to lift, or a young kid that lifted in high school, but he thinks he knows it all, and I'll hear that in their conversation. So I don't even get started, because all that I will say will be wasted air, you know.
Yeah.
It because the guy's not going to listen. But when somebody actually listens, I still am very tactful and very subtle about how I bring it in, and then eventually what you get from them is, holy cow, I learned a lot from you. You
yep,
know, you
yep.
get that at the end. They're like, man, I never even thought about it that way. Because it just all of a sudden dawns on them the amount of advice that I've given them.
Yep.
And it's like, well, that was all by design. Because if I were to just spill it out and just like, as a matter of fact, this and this and this, they would have never got it. But the ones that deserve it, I do hand it out in small portions until it becomes, you know, a solid meal for them when it comes to training advice.
Yep.
And they'll never forget it.
Well,
you know, speaking of that Iron Man.
Yep.
I would have loved to have that too. Holy cow, buying at the store. But the last, before the internet, the last substantial bit of advice, the substantial articles that were ever in written form, in hard copy form, were in the Powerlifting USA.
Yep.
And years ago, there was a bookstore an hour away from my house was the only one that actually was selling those before they finally stopped.
Yeah.
And I, every month, man, I'd drive over there and tell my wife finally just got me a subscription. But,
awesome.
Man, I got a stack of vintage Powerlifting USAs in there that I will never get rid of, because those articles, I mean, some of the ones we're speaking of are authors in that, you know?
Absolutely.
And that was an excellent art magazine back then.
Sure.
Now you got it on the internet. There is, and I'm not saying there's not good things on the internet, because there's a ton of good stuff on the internet, but it's just like the old books. You have to actually know what you're looking for.
Yep.
Know who the authors are. And that's where your show, people need to get this. Your show is what is the secret weapon that
yep.
the training, the physical culture world is needs to realize. You have unveiled the gold, the secrets of the past, the secrets even of now.
Yep.
That and the people that actually put it out there. You actually have them on your show. Sometimes you'll read on the podcast app, you'll read, oh, Motivation and Muscle, this episode has so-and-so, and you're like, oh, okay, well, I don't know who that is. Well, you better listen to who that is, because it may end up being somebody that you wouldn't believe what you're going to hear from them. That's because you know what you're doing, Eric. This is real. I mean, this is for real, people. I mean, you got to listen to Motivation and Muscle and share it with your friends. So,
it is though, Jason. It's like I said to you yesterday or the day before. It was the great thing about this show is this. I've had some of the biggest names out there, and we'll have more.
Yeah.
Okay, but as you know, what I told you is I love having the people like myself and you and many others that are out in the middle of nowhere doing their thing in a way that many more people can relate to what we're talking about. Because, okay, granted, the elite athletes at these levels have had to come up through the ranks and do what they do. But people can admire that, but they're like, well, I'm not going to go out and throw a caber today, all right, or whatever it is, or I'm not going to go out and lift the Husafell stone today. So when you and I are talking, the thing that I believe is the most important thing among many is this: give people the tools and the inspiration and the hope to say, you know what, Jason's got some young kids he's training now. I watched the video. Phenomenal. Or Eric does the same thing. Or Eric's talking about starting out with a sandbag. Or Clint Darden sending Eric letters, you know, notes saying, I hate you because of what you've done to me. Well, I'll explain that quickly. When Martin Janzik and Jason already did it, put out the challenge. If you can pull, clean, and press a 200-pound sandbag over your head, you can lift any stone. Now, we all know that Clint's been very sick for a number of years and is just a phenomenal lifter still. And he got the bug said, I started lifting sandbags again, and it was killing him. And that's what that was all about. I hate you for what you did. Well, he doesn't hate me or hate the show. He loves what I do and what we do here. And a guy, when you can take a lifter of that caliber and influence him like we've done in so many ways. These guys tell me this on the show or after we're off. It's like, I got to leave. I got to go lift. When you can take people of that caliber and inspire them to go and lift, you've done something right. So when we have the people here, because I laugh. A couple people said to me one time, they're out pushing shows, right, that we're on here. And I confronted him, and I said, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can listen to whomever you want. But when you were on with me, you never pushed my show out like that. Yet you're out pushing these people that, let's be honest, nothing against your quality, and you got good quality. They would never in a million years have you on their show. Why? Because you're a superstar, because you're not a superstar, and all they're looking for is monetary value. Well, believe me, I need monetary value, but I see the worth in people. That's one of the reasons why we have the edge here, especially going into 2018. Hey, Jason, before we get off here, I want you to briefly talk about the grip contest you're going in March of this year, and we want to put out, I haven't contacted either one of them, but we're going to put an APB out, number one, to Will Dinwiddie, to see if he's going to get into that, And number two, our good pal Kenny Nowicki, who just opened a gym on the border of Oregon and Washington State. That's correct, right, where I said that? Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So we want to know, obviously, if either one of them are going to come to this event, or if you do, we want to set something up where Jason's going to be the first guy to ever do an interview with these two gentlemen, a short one for Motivation and Muscle Radio. So let's talk about that quickly, and while we talk about that, summarize anything you want, then let me do all what I do, and we'll sign off and have you on in a month or two, brother.
Well, without any permission at all from the man putting on the grip meet in Vancouver, Washington, I am going to mention, though, in March, there's going to be a first of his grip meet. So you'll have to just look that up, grip meet from Vancouver, Washington, just because I have never talked to him personally as far as promoting his show or his contest. But Vancouver, Washington is where Ken Nowicki just moved, and he doesn't know me from Adam at all, but we will get to know each other soon, I hope.
I'll send a note to him and make sure you know him.
But Will Dinwiddie does know me, and that is an APB. I sure hope he does show up to that, because my buddy Matt Brown, who made my video that I just put out, he's been real apprehensive about entering a contest, because he feels like he doesn't want to go into something without, you know, accomplishing anything. So he's actually been, get this, he's actually been making huge strides in grip.
Awesome.
And guess who his coach is, thanks to you?
Who's that?
Jed Johnson.
Jed, all right. Jed's great, man.
He's paying for his second round of training from Jed Johnson.
Yep.
So he's got that secret weapon right there. And I've been in a lot of contact with Jed Johnson, too. I buy a lot of his stuff, and I bought a few of his things. And,
yep.
You know, we talk all the time. He's really wanting me to do some stuff. And so between Matt and I, and Matt lives very close to Vancouver, Washington, so it all works out.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not Ken goes and watches or comes to that grip meet, I would like to make a trip over to his gym and meet him too, you know. And,
yeah.
But we really are, like you said, I am really hoping that maybe Will and Ken are both there.
Yeah.
And we will have a conversation, and we will have a remote reporting, you know, from your West Coast reporter here.
That's awesome. That'd be dynamite, because we'll figure a way we can get that, and maybe we can even put the bumper ends on the front and the back, but I don't know if we can. I haven't thought that far. But, yeah, that'd be great, man. What else you got, brother?
Well, just thank you so much, and really I encourage everybody to tell somebody that doesn't know about Motivation and Muscle, you know, between Ken Nowicki, myself, and a couple other guys. We all know, have a mutual friend here in Tri-Cities, Mike Cromer. I really am planning on doing his meet in January, but he's somebody that I keep mentioning your show to.
Sure.
And he's a good avenue for others, because he's very motivational with his strongman group, too. He's got a lot of average Joes that are in there learning strongman, and there is absolutely no arrogance, and there's no showmanship there. It's everybody's just trying their best, and Mike Cromer is down to earth as can be. So it's just, you know, I want to put him out there and let people know that he really is a good strongman. But
Clint. Well, go ahead.
Clint Darden, I'm real proud of seeing him in that World's Strongest Man Masters. I watched him.
Yep.
I watched him there. I could see him. So.
Maybe you could mention it. Maybe we get Mike on here.
I have. Yeah.
Okay.
And I will see him. I was talking to you earlier about his meet, but I'm already committed to it, so I think I will follow through.
All right.
But unless an injury comes up, you know, because, or the injury persists, my knee is I'm rehabbing my knee right now. But with the thanks to again, credit to Motivation and Muscle, I got a sand dude,
yep,
which is another secret weapon that's actually made me better throughout this last summer.
Yep.
There's a couple of things. That 200-pound sandbag, clean and press, too.
Yeah.
That was a boost to my training this summer, thanks to Motivation and Muscle. See, all this stuff people need to hear, because this is going to blow up. Eric, this is going to be your year to get out there in the world. And
you got it.
Spread some more of this. But I really appreciate you having me on, and thank you for talking about that video.
Oh, yeah.
I had that in my little basement gym, Jason Gillen's Power Gym, and that's about it.
Okay. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. As I said, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Winners and Champions, Inc. That will be all shored up. We're going to have the first installment coming next called Etched in Stone for Men. We are mixed heavily with Dr. Wong with this. And it's going to be very interesting, because I'm going to give you, initially three basic movements to start. They will set you on fire, literally, and it's not going to cost a lot of money to get started, other than the program here, and it's going to, once again, be an ongoing program forever. It's just like Winners and Champions, Inc., module after module. Nothing is going to end here. See, that's the thing. We just don't put out a program, and boom, that's it. There's too much going on here, and it's incorporated in so many things. So go out and look at that. Get on that for 2018. You will change your life forever. I mean that. Also, contributions to the show. FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Click contribute button, and 25 will get you the beginnings. That's the first module on Winners and Champions, Inc. 25, 50 will get you the same thing, the first module, and a half hour time with me for free. $100 will get you the module and 2 half-hour sessions with me, and we'll go over anything you want. And, if I don't know it, I'll go find out how to do it. But with what I want to do here, most people aren't doing this stuff. And if you ever seen what I'm doing with these mashing middies right now, I don't know if it's not my deal to impress you anyways. This stuff is just bone crushing, literally. So you got to have the mentality for it, and you also got to be willing to drop weight. Most people won't do that. See, that's why we're going to be the biggest thing in the world, because I'm not afraid to lay my butt out on the line, and I'll tell you, all right, you're stronger, good. But that doesn't mean you're stronger in everything. And with what we're doing right now with John, this is some of the most fascinating training I have ever done in my life. Ever. So there's going to be much more on that coming, too. Also, too, don't forget we have a YouTube channel, Fiorello Barbell, Real Men, Real Strength. Go out there, hit that in Google. You'll see a ton of stuff out there. Enjoy it. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. As I said, just go out and look at the shows I've done with Jason. I'm going to do everything in my power to get this show up today, but we've got a lot of things to do, a lot of contacts, but I'm going to do everything I can. And obviously, I announce we have Dr. Wong on here today, 3:45 Eastern Standard Time, which is going to just rock, because he hasn't been on here in about a month due to technical Skype garbage. That's what it all is. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like Jason and I to do, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. We're also iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. We appreciate that. Also, if you would like to get us in your car, on your radio, AHA directory, that's called AHA. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give 5 words of inspiration. What will that do? That could change your life forever. Words have meaning. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for that day. That might be all they get, and that's a big truth now. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, pull it, squat it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says in Blood Red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Don't ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Get ready, because you won't even be able to stand up. You'll be slipping all over the floor from it. We are going to put a permanent positive scar on the world, believe me. You're never going to forget us. I'm telling you, it's that important. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor ever in business. Repetition, repetition, repetition. And quitters never win, and winners never quit. Remember that. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my greatest chiropractor ever. He'd walk every patient in the door no matter what. Keep smiling, he'd say. Say that on your best or worst day, or just memorize that and etch that right into your brain with a big chisel. Believe me, keep smiling no matter what. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell a million of your friends. Tell everyone. Spread the word of motivation and muscle. Believe me, you will not be sorry. We're going to be here. We need you, and you need us. Les Brown, you'll have greatness in you. We'll take it two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And I don't know many people that would say that in today's world, but we aren't many people. We are extraordinary, not ordinary. And before I say goodbye to Jason, we did talk a little bit about the sand dune. Go out and give Matt Dahl a call. This is unbelievable. And you're going to hear we're working on two people, big names, and they said that they would like to get on here in January. I'm waiting for Matt on this. And I believe anybody that knows MMA will know this gentleman. And this other gentleman is a monster in the whole strength game. And this sand dune has done massive things for both of them, and I want to get them on because it's incredible. But to talk to Matt, and Matt will, if you don't get a hold of him, he will call you back. Call him at 714-995-4500, and if you decide to invest your time and your life into something productive, tell Matt that Motivation and Muscle sent you. You will get a discount and free shipping in the United States. So that's pretty darn good. Jason, always an honor. Great show. And we'll have you back. And thank you for coming on, my friend.
Okay, I'm going to sign off by saying live a life of strength.
You got it. So for Jason Gillen, Eric Fiorello, as I said, I am going to do everything in my power to have this show up today. If not, it'll be up first thing tomorrow morning. And we'll do some more great stuff, I guarantee you. So remember this, the world is asking you to do great things. Don't disappoint, and most of all, never disappoint yourself, because you are all winners and you are champions, and don't be afraid to say keep smiling. John Ridge is smiling down on all of us, and I love John, my father, and obviously Frank Klein. Three men of just fury, power, and just people that stand up and have your back. Look for people like that. They are out there. Thanks everyone for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.